Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
It feels like it's a week of goodbyes. There is a video on TikTok that is getting a lot of views today of about, I'd say, 70 or 80 lads all dressed in white shirts on the streets of Athlone, just having good old innocent fun. Their grad mass was last night and they were blowing off a bit of steam. But it's not just leaving certs that are thinking of, oh, I'm not going to be back here. It's also college students as well. Aisling Magner, hello.
Hello, Dave. Hello, Fionnuala.
Aisling, tell the people what you'd done at college, how long you were doing it, where were you?
I did a Bachelor of Arts in Global Media and French in the University of Galway, formerly NUIG. It changed a couple of times while I was there. And it was a 4-year course and I finished moving home.
Oh, it is the end of an era.
Yeah.
You've given 4 years of your life to go in. Just for anyone who doesn't know, they can probably hear you're not a Galway woman originally.
I'm a Limerick kid.
Yeah.
Limerick City.
No,
not Limerick City
at all.
What has Galway City come to mean to you since you moved there for college?
Oh, I love it. Like, it really, really is a home away from home. Like, I saw someone was saying there, kind of in the lead up to us winding down, it's like, you've been 4 years building this kind of little life up there. Do you know, like, it's obviously the first time I'd ever lived away from home. I love it. Oh, it really, really is. Like, and I am Limerick to the core, as you're well aware, but Galway is definitely a close second in my heart.
What emotions have you been going through the last few weeks?
Lonesomeness is probably the best way of encapsulating it. Like, you're just kind of feel a bit sad, like, kind of a sickly sad that the whole thing is over. Like, I've been messing, but not messing about having to sedate myself this week, like, to kind of just kind of numb the pain a bit. But all, like, with Rescue Remedy, like, it's all about boredom. Step sedation, you know?
Rescue Remedy.
Yes, that's great. Never use it for the driving test, Dave, no?
What else has affected you? Is there anything that you can't listen to or watch or do now?
Yeah, N17 is definitely a sore one at the moment. And as I said, I don't drive the N17 to college. We're on the N18, but it's the same message. Like, I just can't listen to it. Like, about I travelled this road, you know, like, all those lyrics are very triggering at the moment.
While you're tumbling down the highway,
yeah.
Oh, God.
Literally, tumbling down the motorway down to Limerick, like, crying.
At this point, I think it is important to say, Aisling is being 100% genuine. She's not putting this on. No. This is not an act. This is not a script. Aisling genuinely can't listen to the Saw Doctor's N17 because she travels on the N18 to get away from Galway.
Yeah.
Talk to me about what it's been like this past week in particular, because today, this evening, is the official move out of your final college house.
Yeah, the lease is up, the time is up, that's it, I'm out. It's been an awful drawn out process, though. Kind of like, as much as I don't want to tint, I'm kind of like, it's been like, I finished college at the start of April. I finished exams 2 weeks ago. So every night you go out, you're saying goodbye to another person. And I kind of just want, like, there's enough goodbyes been said now, do you know? Do you know when you finish school, there's one night of saying your goodbyes and that's it. But yeah, it's insane. I've lived in Gartner Carver for the last 3 years. So even coming home in a taxi last night, I was like, this is the last time we'll be doing this, lads.
You're so dramatic. It's amazing. But this is hitting you hard because of all your years in education. This is the first time that you've actually had the opportunity to just say goodbye.
To finish it, yeah. I was that, some say cursed, some say blessed group of 2020 where we didn't do the leaving cert. It was cancelled. So I had no grads, no debs, no last day of school. There was kind of a big hullabaloo made about finishing sixth last nowadays. I didn't get that either. We were out of the country when that happened. And then they started this carry-on about graduating 3- and 4-year-olds out of play school the year after I left play school. So I've never had a graduation. I've never had a last day of school. So my mother and father are down on bended knee that I'll graduate college and just, you know, get some day out for them. Like,
do you have, even if it's a top one or a top three, lasts of Galway? So you talked about coming home in the taxi and you were like, oh, this is the last time I'm getting a taxi home.
By the way, lads, she's going to Limerick.
Come on, Dave, that's not the point.
Just to make it clear.
That's not the point.
Famously, Limerick and Galway couldn't be further apart.
Famous lads. Okay, We did have the last nut hut last night. You know that.
That was a tough one.
Yeah. Every bit of that. Chinese.
For those of you who don't know, by the way, an institution of fast food in Galway after a night out, just to explain that.
It's an acquired taste and has to be consumed at a certain hour of the morning, but it, we had that last night and I was like, oh my God, like, you know, the last one, God, we've had a good few of these over the years.
Jesus, it's so dramatic, I have to respect
dramatic.
It.
It's not dramatic, it's amazing. Yeah.
I had my last swim in Salt Hill during the week. That was a very sore one now because I would be a diehard swimmer out there, to be fair.
You've done Coldvember, like you're there.
Half 7 in November, I'd be outside swimming out there.
Once again, just to stress, she's not dying. She's just finished college and she's going back to Limerick. Aisling, well done.
Thanks, lads.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Hopefully you weren't a miserable failure now in your exams and that your poor mother and father that has put so much effort into you and money.
Please God, in October we'll have a lovely day out at the graduation, lads.
That's something to look forward to and keep in touch. Over.
It is.
When will you know your college exams results?
23rd of June, which happens to be my mother's birthday. So she's like, Jesus almighty, if you don't pass it that day.
Don't tell her. But no, we've every faith in you, Aisling. You're getting that solid degree.
Hopefully.
Aisling Magner, well done.
Thank you, lads.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Once again, moving all the way from Limerick to...
From Galway to Limerick.
That's right.
I'm back.
Get it. They'll have a welcome home bonfire
She's
for
Zion
Radio.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6. I am